弟兄姊妹你们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天就可以来跟大家分享神的话语。
I'm so happy to be able to come and share God's word with you again.
那我不知道你们记不记得我去年来这里讲了以弗所书四章。
I don't know if you remember, last year I was here to share from Ephesians chapter 4.
讲了四次。
I was here four times.
那这是根据教会的主题同被建造在看这一章经文。
And it was based on the theme, the church theme for last year, which was to grow and build together.
那今天还是以弗所书第四章。
Today I still will be preaching from Ephesians chapter 4.
那是我这一个系列同被建造的总结。
So this will be a conclusion of this, the sermon series about growing and building together.
那前几次我们就是用这一个结构去看第四章二十五节到第五章第二节。
Last time I showed you that we're looking at this passage from chapter 4 verse 25 to chapter 5 verse 2 based on this particular structure.
那我们就用这个大家很熟悉的经文，用爱心说诚实话。
We started with a very familiar verse, which is to speak the truth in love.
我们怎么样用这一个原则去建立我们基督群体的关系？
How we use that as a principle to build a Christian community.
可是很多时候因为我们的罪性的问题，
But oftentimes because of our sinful nature,
用爱心说诚实话，就令到我们很多时候就以不适当的方式去表达我们。
Out of trying an attempt to follow speaking the truth in love, we may sometimes express that in inappropriate ways.
那在这个方式之中，很多时候我们就会有发怒。
As a result, there might be a lot of anger that's shown among us.
我们也上一次也讲过，就是我们是有发怒的原因，需要适当。那我们表达的方式也是需要适当的去表达。
So we talked about how the reasons for our anger should be correct, as well as the way we express that anger, that also needs to be correct.
那今天我们就是看中间哪一段。
So today we're going to look at the portion in the middle.
就是第二十八到第三十节。
From verse 28 to verse 30.
就是我们怎么样在我们的工作跟我们的言语之中去表达这一个去怎么样用这一个去表达我们去用爱心说诚实话的道理。
How we live out the principle of speaking the truth in love in both our work or labor and in speech.
因为我们看这段经文的时候，就看到其实我们不适当的去看这两个事情的时候，很容易令到我们会发生怒气。
Because we realize that if we live out these two aspects of our lives in work and speech inappropriately, then that could be cause for a lot of anger.
好，我们一起来把经文念一次。
Let us read the passage together.
我们先念中文，跟着念英文。
We'll start with Chinese and then English. 以弗所书四章二十八节，从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余，分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处，不要叫神的圣灵担忧。你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。Ephesians 4:28. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
那我们先来看一看工作方面。
So let's look at the aspect of work.
那这里是讲到工作本身的意义， 还有我们就是如何去应该去使用我们从工作里面赚来的钱。
So this, the aspect of work concerns both the meaning of work and how we can use the compensation we receive from work.
那保罗这里说到我们是要称手做正经事。
So Paul talks about doing honest work with his own hands.
那其实现在我们做很多事情都不是我们称手去做的。
So, actually, a lot of times, the work these days do not involve using, actually using hands.
在耶稣那个时代，差不多每一个人的工作都是用手去做的。
At that time, at the time of this passage, was, when it was written, a lot of work involved manual labor.
我们知道耶稣是一个木匠。
We know Jesus was a carpenter.
那保罗是一个制作一个帐篷为业的。
Paul was a tent maker.
那彼得跟很多他的门徒都是渔夫。
Peter and many of other disciples were fishermen.
他们都是伸手去做他们的工作。
They actually worked with manual labor.
那我们现在顶多就是伸手，就是在键盘里面打字，就是最伸手的东西了。
So for us, a lot of times the most manual thing we do is to type on our keyboards.
很多时候我们做的事情都是我们脑袋里的主意去怎么做。
A lot of the work we do happens in our heads.
我不知道你们是怎么样了，我买一个家具回来，我都不自己不会砍的。
I don't know about you, but if I buy some furniture, I have trouble putting it together.
有些时候看着说明书，我都不会砍的。
Sometimes even reading the manual, reading the instructions, I can't put it together.
所以我们现在的手不是很巧，不是很会去做事的手。
So we're not very good with our hands now.
那还有另外一个就是什么叫做正经事？
So, but what is honest work?
这个正经事很难定义耶。
It's a little difficult to define honest work.
很多时候我们都说，哦，你看书是正经，你出去玩不是正经。
We may think if you're reading or studying, that's honest work. But if you're out playing, that's not honest work.
可是现在你知不知道那个玩游戏，那个现在其实做一个职业是很好薪水的一个职业。
But do you know that actually it's a pretty profitable profession, career to be a gamer?
那很多人来说看书是他们休闲的时候休息的时候才做的一件事情。
And on the other hand, reading can be a mode of relaxation for many people.
那尤其是我们现在很多家长都知道面对一个很大的困难。
Many parents also realize it's a particular challenge.
小孩子在上网的时候是正经事还是不正经事呢？
When your children are online, are they doing honest work or are they just playing and not doing honest work?
因为学校现在规定你要上网去做研究啊。
Because a lot of research needs to take place online.
所以这里讲到我们是要伸手做正经事，对我们现在来说到底是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean when Paul says to do honest work with our own hands?
那希腊文里面这个正经事的字叫做 agathos。
The original word for honest is agathos.
这个字的意义也是很广的一个字。
This word also has a very broad meaning.
那英文的翻译 NIV 里面说到这个是一个做一个有用的事。
In the NIV version of the English translation, it calls it useful, honest as useful.
可是这个字除了有用之外，其实是有一个美好的意思。
But in addition to usefulness, it also the word agathos also has contains a meaning of goodness.
当我们想起美好的时候，我们可以想到什么呢？
When we think about the word good, what do we think of?
我们一起去看看神的工作。
Let's look at God's work.
就是看创世纪第一章，我们看第二十八节跟第三十一节。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 and 31, we will read together. 神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。 神看着一切所造的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。 And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
所以我们要看的就是我们把这两个美好拼在一起去看。
So what we want to do is put the two ideas of goodness together.
我们的工作是美好，这是正经啦，你们翻到，为什么呢？
So how is our work good or honest?
因为我们的工作就是去照顾神的创造。
It's good and honest.When we take care of God's creation,
我们的工作也是去维持他的美好
to maintain the original goodness.
这样子就令到我们的工作是有目标的
With that, that's how we see the purpose of our work.
我们可以去想象我们应该怎么样去看我们的工作
We can think about how to regard our work.
而不要老是以为工作就是一个罪的后果令到我们是很辛苦的去工作。
Rather than thinking about our work as a curse, which is difficult and which is unpleasant to do.
工作是在我们受造的时候，罪还没有进来之前就已经有的一个事情。
Work was given to us before man was cursed.
我们是受神使用。
We are being used by God.
我们的工作其实是记述神创造天地之后，我们去照顾这一个天地。
Our work should be a continuation of God's creative work.
那这样子，我们怎么看我们的工作呢
？So, what does that mean in terms of how we look at our work?
那你就可以看到一个厨师的工作是什么
？We can see, for example, what's the work of a cook or a chef?
就是把那些我们看起来很不好吃的沙拉。炒成一盘很好、很香、很有味道的小菜。
Maybe by turning a plate of salad greens that don't look very appetizing into a delicious plate of food.
使到我们有食物，我们吃，去把我们的生命延续。
So that we can ingest that food and continue our lives.
那你说你是一个会计呢？会计的工作是什么？
What about an accountant? What's an accountant's work?
会计的工作其实跟神的工作很像。
An accountant's work is actually quite similar to God's creation work.
就是把混乱变成有秩序。
It's turning chaos into order.
就是把一大堆数字很混乱的数字搞好清清楚楚，这个是收入，这个是支出，看得很清很楚是有什么原因。
By ordering a bunch of senseless numbers into right, correct categories.
把混乱变成有序，化互纽为神奇。
Turning chaos into order, changing what's useless into something useful.
我们每一个人的工作，我们的正经事，就是一步一步的这样子去做事。
For all of us, what honest and good work means is the same.
在这一个过程之中，我们可以更加认识到神创造的奇妙。
Through this process of our honest work, we can understand even better the miracle of God's creation.
我们去顺服他的主权，去服侍他。
We can submit to his sovereignty and serve him in that way.
也让他给我们的创意去做一个更加美好的明天。
Using the creativity that God's given us.To create better tomorrows.
所以很多时候我们一个错误的观念。
So oftentimes we have a mistaken understanding.
这是我们的工作不是我们和神关系的一部分。
That our work is not related to our relationship with God.
我们就会看见我们跟神的关系跟我们工作的关系是两种完全不同的生命。
We compartmentalize our work, and our spiritual life as two separate things.
我们的工作只是去赚钱。
The only purpose of work, we think, is to make money.
可是事实上不单只是这样子的。
But that's not so.
所以我们在公司里工作，传福音给同事不是唯一的一个目的。
So when we are at work, the only sharing the gospel with our coworkers is not the only purpose of being there.
我们的工作也是同样的，让我们忠心的去照顾这一个世界。
It's also a place for us to faithfully manage and take care of this world that God's given us.
是同样的蒙神喜悦的。
They are both pleasing things to God.
那这里讲到我们工作另外一个的功用就是有薪水啊。
Another benefit of work is the compensation that we receive.
就是去赚钱啦。
Is to earn wages, earn money.
那这里讲到以弗所教会有一个问题。
Here, the passage highlights a problem that the Ephesian church had.
他开始说从前偷舍的。
Paul says, alludes to no longer, uses no longer.
那从前就是表示这个是一直在教会里面发生的一个事情。
Which means it's a situation that's been happening.
是一个需要修改的一个问题。
It's a phenomena that needs correction.
那他用了一个很强烈的词去形容这一个行为。
Paul uses a strong word to describe this.
偷窃。
Steal.
为什么用这么一个强壮的词呢
？Why does he use such a strong term？
我们就要看看初期教会的弟兄姊妹是怎么样一起生活的。
We need to understand how the early church, the brothers and sisters in the early church lived together.
我们一起来看看《使徒行传》第二章44-45节。
Let's read together Acts chapter 2:44-45.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需要的分给个人。
And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need.
当我们看到这一段经文的时候
，When we read this passage，
看见大家弟兄姊妹彼此相爱，彼此照顾。
We can see how the brothers and sisters took care of one another out of love.
这个一个很美丽的一个景象。
That's a very beautiful image.
可是我们就看到在以弗所教会里面有人就利用这一个情况。
But we realized in the Ephesian church, there were people who were taking advantage of the situation.
就是在所有公众大家都付出的时候他就没有去付出。
As all the people out of love were sharing their resources, these individuals did not contribute to the group.
他们就是说是去偷了，偷东西了。
Basically, Paul's calling them stealing.
说现在你们不要再偷。
And he says, no, he asks them to no longer steal.
那不再偷的话，正确的态度是什么呢
？What would be the opposite then? What would be the correct thing to do instead of stealing?
就是当你把钱赚来的时候，你有余的话，就把那些去分给那些缺少的人。
If you work and you have income, then what you have in addition to your needs, you can share that with other people.
在现在这一个时代。我们学的是什么？我们赚的钱都应该怎么用啊
？These days, how do we look at the money that we earn?
我们的钱都是要花在自己，不然就是我们的家人的身上。
We think about our money as something that we can spend on ourselves or our families.
有多余的钱的话，就是我们可以去买一些东西，满足自己内心的那些奢望。
Any additional that we have left, we will buy things to satisfy.Buy things that we want to satisfy these desires.
总之，钱就是我的，我要怎么用我就怎么用。
In other words, the money I make is mine, and I will do with it whatever I want.
可是保罗这里跟我们说是怎么样
？But what is Paul saying here about the money?
这个钱不是你的。
This money is not yours.
我们的钱是应该分出来给那些有需要的人。
Our money, should be shared with people who are in need.
对那个时候来说，对那些犹太人，他们非常非常之清楚这一个概念。
To the Jewish people at that time, this was a concept that was very familiar to them.
那个概念就是他们叫做 Hesed.
It was the concept of Hesed.
那 Hesed 是什么呢？
What does Hesed mean?
很多时候我们翻译就是说是慈爱。
Hesed often is translated as loving kindness.
可是这是一个不足够的翻译。
But that's an inadequate
Hesed 本身
translation.
谈到的就是神的本性。
Hesed reflects God's character.
当然有神的慈爱啦。
Of course, that includes God's loving kindness.
还有神的信实。
But it also includes God's faithfulness.
神的怜悯。
God's mercy.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
神的忠心的爱。
God's loyalty and His love.
而且这不单只是一个形容词。
Not only is it an adjective.
这是一个动词。
It's a verb.
这不是一个感觉。
It's not just a feeling.
而是我们一个愿意对神忠心的摆上。
It describes a willingness to surrender because, due to our love and loyalty.
所以我们愿意学习神一样去忠心，去照顾我们四周围有需要的人。
So that we'd be willing to take care of people around us who are in need.
所以保罗就说，这就是我们需要怎么样去处理我们的有余的心态。
That's how Paul tells us to utilize the abundance that we have.
在一个社群里面，我们知道我们四周围有弟兄姊妹有需要。
In any community, we know that there are always brothers and sisters who are in need.
这里不是讲到我们愿意去分享。
Here, it's not saying that we're willing to share.
而是我们要积极的，我们主动的要去分享。
But it's calling us to actively, find opportunities to share.
作为一个社群，我们需要这样子去做。
As a community, that we need to do that.
那好像我认识有很多教会里面，其实他们也有建立一个 Hesed Fund.
I know many churches that have, established a Hesed Fund.
就是用不同的方法去照顾教会弟兄姊妹经济上面的需要。
Using different ways to take care of brothers and sisters' financial needs.
那在现在我们过了三年的这个疫情。
After 3 years of the pandemic.
我们开始感受到这个整个社会的经济开始有很多的波动。
We see a lot of fluctuation in the economy.
我们看到经济膨胀，跟着有那个裁员，很多不同的事情都在发生。
There's inflation. There are a lot of layoffs that we see in the news.
那让我们大家在这个时候学习这一个道理。
Let us learn about this principle.During this time,
让我们有神而来的智慧去分辨应该怎么样使用我们有余，我们的有余。
That God will give us the wisdom to discern and know how to share our abundance.
怎么样去帮助我们四周围有需要的
？How to help people around us who are in need?
不单只是在教会里面
，Not only within the church.
可能是在社区里面
，It could be within our neighborhood or a greater community.
甚至我们这几个礼拜都看见那个土耳其跟叙利亚他们地震都有很多的需要。
Even when this month we see there's a lot of need as a result of the earthquake in Turkey and Syria.
不要老是以为我们的钱就是使我们用，我们自己想怎么用就怎么用。
Stop thinking that our money is for us to keep and to use on ourselves.
而是把眼睛放开，去看到四周围的需要，给神去使用。
But widen our perspective to see how what we make can be used by God.
直到我们可以同心的去容神依人。
So that together we can glorify God and help and serve people.
我认识的每一个成长的教会，他们都是一个冲出教会四面墙的教会。
Every church that I know that experiences growth is a church that looks beyond its four walls.
都是愿意看他们四周围有什么需要而主动的去照顾四周围需要的教会。
Is one who's willing to see the needs around it and actively serves the need and helps people.
我希望弟兄姊妹们在我们每一天去工作的时候。
I hope that as all as we go to work,
都不要老是觉得自己在做牛做马。
We don't keep thinking that it's a great suffering that we're enduring.
做得很辛苦。
That it's such hardship.
其实我们做工作的日常生活之中。
In fact, in our daily work life,
我们同样的是在与神交通。
We are serving God, we're fellowshipping with God.
神在使用我们的工作。
God is using the work that we produce
去荣耀他。
To glorify himself.
我们讲完工作之后，我们看言语这一方面了。
Besides work, there's also this aspect of speech.
我们一起念第二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29. 污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
那这里也是什么叫做污秽的言语呢？
Again, definition. What is corrupting talk?
最容易我们记得的就是啊，你讲脏话在骂人，就是污秽的言语了。
The most obvious things that come to our mind are curse words.
可是其实我们看解释这个污秽的言语，跟我们前一阵子说过的用爱心说诚实话要一起看的。
But we actually need to consider this term corrupting talk together with a previous idea of speaking the truth in love.
这个污秽不只是脏的意思。
When it says corrupting, it's not just filthy.
而是我们很多时候不经大脑说出来一些毫无意义的一些说话。
It actually includes thoughtless words that come out of our mouths without thinking.
那很多人就以为哦，那基督徒就是一群很非常之古板严肃的一些人。
So does that mean all Christians need to sound like really serious, boring people?
可是这里不是这个意思。
But that's not the case.
其实你知不知道神其实很有幽默感的一个神啊？
Do you know that God is actually one, God actually has a good sense of humor?
你看看约拿放在金鱼的肚子里三天，我觉得很有幽默感。
So by putting Jonah in the belly of the whale, I think that's pretty humorous.
跟着还有那个驴子对巴兰说话，那个也很有幽默感。
God also used a donkey to speak to Balaam. That's humorous.
你知不知道耶稣也很有幽默感，很风趣的。
Even Jesus himself has a good sense of humor.
我不知道你记不记得圣经里面讲到他两个门徒雅各和约翰两兄弟。
Do you remember this passage that talked about James and John?
他们有一次就哇，看见那些撒玛利亚人，他们就很不喜欢，他们就说主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来消灭他们吗？
One time, James and John were upset by the Samaritans, so they asked Jesus, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?"
这是在路加福音里面讲到的。
This was recorded in the book of Luke.
可是后来我们看到马可福音说到这两兄弟耶稣给他们取了一个名字叫做什么？
But later in Mark, we see that Jesus actually came up with a nickname for these two.
叫做雷子。
He called them the sons of thunder.
你有没有想过耶稣会跟人取这个nickname 是什么？中文。
绰号
，耶稣会跟他的门徒取绰号的。
Did you ever consider that Jesus would come up with nicknames for people?
你有没有想过，他们的一群门徒在他们坐在一起聊天的时候，他们就常常都可以取笑约翰跟雅各两兄弟啊。
Do you Imagine when the disciples were sitting together talking, they would tease one another, and they might tease James and John as, "Oh, you sons of thunder."
因为很多时候，幽默感是帮助我们去解决一些很大压力的一个很好的方法。
Because a sense of humor is very important to help relieve stress.
一个很好的欢笑可以把一个很紧张的场面去轻松下来。
A good laugh can ease the tension in many situations.
所以这里让我看到，其实耶稣的门徒在一起，可能常常都很开玩笑啊，也很高兴的。
So I can see how the disciples of Jesus would often tease and joke with one another.
那这里到底污秽的言语是什么意思呢？
So back to corrupting talk, what does it mean then?
那我就觉得我们要应该把污秽的言语跟我们应该说的话去说一个对比。
So let us contrast corrupting talk with how we should talk.
就是做咒人的好话，叫听见的人得益处的话语。
Meaning the kind of talk that's good for building up and fits the occasion and gives grace.
那当我们这样子做一个对比的时候，我们很容易就看到。
Once we do that contrast, it's very easy to understand.
其中一个例子是什么呢？
What's a good example of corrupting talk?
其中污秽的言语的一个例子就是我们去讲闲话，说流言。
That would be gossip.
这就是跟那个我们应该说的话完全相反的啦。
That's a prime example of what's opposite of how we should talk.
因为它没有益处，也没有用处，也没有建设性。
Because it's not good, it does not build up, and it's of no help to people.
他们这样子，我们说流言、讲闲话，摧毁了很多的关系，甚至很多的生命。
Gossip has destroyed a lot of relationships and even lives.
我想大家都不会认识这一个女明星。
Many of you probably don't have not heard of this movie star, Chinese movie star.
可是在中国1930年代有一个很出名的女明星。
In the 1930s, there was a very popular, very famous movie star.
她的名字叫做阮玲玉。
Her name is 阮玲玉。
她就是那个时代我们现在叫的女神啊。
She was what would we call goddess these days.
可是当她自杀死去的时候，
But when she took her own life,
她留下的遗言就是八个字。
She left behind a famous last words.
人言可畏，人言可畏。
People's words are something to be feared.
这个就是我们流言的厉害。
That is the power.Fearsome power of gossip.
然后我们看到，其实教会也是受到流言的影响的。
And we know that gossip also infects churches.
保罗在提摩太前书的时候就说到那些年轻的寡妇说长道短，好管闲事，说些不当说的话。
In 1 Timothy, Paul mentions.People, widows who gossip in the church.
甚至保罗自己，他也经历了那些流言对他的影响。
Paul himself experienced the impact, the negative impact of gossip about him.
就是有一些人就说，哦，保罗他把一些外邦人带了进圣殿。
People were saying, oh, this person Paul, he brought Gentiles into the temple.
其实没有发生的一件事是在《使徒行传》第21章。
Even though it never happened.
他差点给杀掉了。
He was almost killed because of this.
流言的问题是什么？
So what's the problem of gossip?
流言就是在我们的生命交往之中撒下了我们大家不信任的种子。
Gossip.So is distrust among people.
最终就令到关系破裂。
And ultimately, it leads to division.
那我们要怎么样才不去做一个长舌妇、长舌公呢？
So how do we, how, How can we learn to not be gossipers?
我们就要去思考我们讲话要传递的是什么样的信息。
We need to think about what message we are trying to send every time we speak.
有一天有一个人跑去问苏格拉底那个哲学家问他一个问题。
So one time, someone went to the famous philosopher Socrates and asked him a question.
他说我有一件事情要跟你说，你想不想听？
He asked him, "Oh, I have something to tell you. Do you want to hear it?"
他说你先等一等。
Socrates said, "Hold on for a minute."
你要告诉我的事情，我要用三个筛子去量过。
Before you tell me this thing, I want to ask you to use three sieves to sieve the message.
那个人就问三个筛子，什么筛子？
The man said, "What sieves?"
他说，第一个叫做真实。
Socrates said, "The first sieve is truth, the sieve of truth."
你要跟我讲的事情，你知道是真实的吗？
The thing you want to tell me, is it true?
那你要是是真实的话，你要用第二个筛子去量。
If it is true, the second sieve it should go through is.
第二个就是你要去审查一下，你这样子对我讲是一个好意来对我讲吗？善意。
Is what you're trying to tell me, is it out of good intentions? Is it out of goodness that you want to say, you want to tell me?
那第三样呢，就是这一件事情是重要的吗？
Thirdly, the third sieve is this thing important?
如果你要跟我的事情也不真实，也不是善意，也不是重要的。
If what you want to tell me is not true, not good, and not useful, not important,
请你不要跟我说。
Please refrain from telling me.
那我觉得这个在我们交往里面也是一个很好很适合用的一个原则。
It's a very good guideline for all of us in our interactions with one another.
我们以后在听到有一些谣言的时候，
When we hear rumors floating around,
我们应该用这三个筛子去量一下。
Let's use the same three sieves to sieve what we hear.
因为谣然止于智者。
Because a rumorStops at someone with wisdom.
我们作为神的儿女，我们应该是智者。
As children of God, we should be the ones with that right wisdom.
我们的话语是有很大的力量的。
Our words contain a lot of power.
当我们不适当的去用它的时候，是充满破坏性的。
When we use our words inappropriately, they can be very destructive.
可是当我们适合的去使用它的时候，是很有鼓励性的。
But when we use our words properly, appropriately, they can be very encouraging and helpful.
我们可以去造就人，让使人得到益处。
We can build up people. We can help them and benefit them.
我们的话语可以有深远的影响力。
Our words can have a long-lasting impact.
我听到有一个弟兄在他父亲的丧礼里面分享了这一个故事。
At a man's funeral, I heard his son's sharing.
这是让我看到我家长对小孩说话有多深远的一个影响力。
Which reminded me of how long-lasting a parent's words can be to his or her children.
他分享的是一个很多时候我们家长跟儿女交往之中常常的有的一个经历。
This son shared about a very, very common interaction between parent and child.
他说那个时候他是一个高中生。
The son shared that when he was a high schooler,
他晚上要出去玩。
One time he wanted to go out at night.
他是想去玩的晚一点才回家。
He wanted to go hang out till very late.
他就跟他爸爸说。
So he told his father.
他爸爸就回答他说。
His father responded,
他说儿子你快长大成人了。
He said, son, you're almost an adult now.
我不会吩咐你应该去怎么样去做。
I'm not going to tell you what you should or should not do.
可是我想你知道的就是你要是通宵不回家的时候。
But I want to remind you, if you stay out all night,
你的妈妈整个晚上就会在等你回家。
Your mother is going to wait up all night for you.
她这让我去做自己的决定。
So, the son said, my father let me make my own decision.
可是她让我知道我的决定是对其他人有影响的。
But he helped me see the consequences of my decisions and the impact it would have on other people.
所以那天晚上他出去玩。
So that night, the son did go out.
他只知道他不可以太晚回家。
He knew not to come home too late.
因为在整个过程之中，他是学习到，他说我的决定是影响到我四周围的人。
And through the process, he learned to think about the impact that his actions have on others.
那他自己就学到一个很宝贵的功课。
And so he learned a precious lesson.
就是我作为一个成人的话，我要明白到我的决定是对我四周围的人有影响的。
That as an adult, he realized that. The lesson is, as an adult, my actions have impacts on people around me.
这一个就是教导我们作为一个爸爸怎么样去跟儿子分享。
So this particular story that the son shared shows us how this father communicated with his son.
可是也是教导我们学习那个儿子怎么样去听他爸爸的说话。
But it's also a lesson on how to hear what people communicate to you.
因为很多时候这一个场面很容易就去吵架。
Because if you think about this kind of interaction, it's very easy for it to veer into a fight.
儿子可以觉得爸爸不信任我，用句就感来控制我。
The son may feel, oh, my father doesn't trust me. He's trying to guilt me into doing something.
很多时候就会冲口而出，说出一些很伤感情的说话。
And both sides can easily snap and say things that are hurtful to each other.
可是这一个过程之中，他们所学习的是彼此对大家的爱与信任。
But in this incident, they learn about each other's love and trust.
而对这一个儿子，在几十年之后，在他父亲的丧礼之中，他分享的就是这一件事情。
This was so meaningful that many decades later, this is what the son shared at his father's funeral.
这一句是让他学到什么叫做成长的一句话。
This was an incident, an exchange that helped him learn how to grow up.
所以我们要学习用适当的言语。
So we need to learn how to speak appropriately.
因为我们现在看到四周围都是很多污秽的言语。
Because we see a lot of corrupting talk around us.
我们看到政治上面政客很多时候用这些言语去攻击他们的对手。
We see politicians using the worst terms and words to attack their opponents.
我们的社交媒体也看见很多这一些话语。
In social media, we also see a lot of such corrupting words.
我们看到很多时候，就算小学生也开始有用着一些话语去哄课其他小孩子的事情。
We also see even starting in elementary school, children bully one another online using social media.
我们更加看到很多网上欺凌的事件。
This bullying occurs.Is so prevalent on the social media.
当他们很容易一成十十成百，一堆人就一起去攻击一些人。
And once one person starts an attack, it can multiply very quickly into a mob attack.
很痛心的就是我最近一个朋友跟我分享。
Something very sad that a friend shared with me recently.
他说我在教会三十几年了。
He said I've been in this church for 30 some years.
我从来没有看到像今天这样子我们在教会可以发生的对个人攻击。
I never expected to see this kind of attack in a church that I see today.
我们的言语变成了一个武器。
Our words have become weapons.
可是我们其实不知道这个武器有多大的伤害力。
Even though we don't realize how powerful, how hurtful this weapon is.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们知道我们的话语的影响力。
To understand the power, the impact of our words, of our speech.
让我们真的是要说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
So that we can truly say words that are good for building up to benefit others.
而且我们也要知道，当我们这样子去做对其他人的时候，我们不单只伤害了人，也伤害了神。
Do remember, when we do stuff like this, when we say such awful words, we not only hurt people, we are also hurting God.
我们一起来念第三十节。
Let's read together verse 30. 不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
我们看到，我们常常以为圣灵是什么样的？
How do we often think about the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是给我们安慰。
Holy Spirit is there to comfort us.
带领我们。
To lead us.
指引我们。
To guide us.
也许在我们灵修的时候，用圣灵来光照我们。
Maybe in our quiet times, the Holy Spirit illuminates us.
那常常就以为哦，圣灵就是帮我们做这么多东西。
So we think of the Holy Spirit as someone who helps us to do things.
可是这里让我们看到，我们的行为对圣灵有影响的。
But here, Paul points out, what we do affects the Holy Spirit as well.
而且是一个什么样的影响啊？
And what kind of effect do we have?
担忧。
We actually could grieve the Holy Spirit.
担忧这一个字，是一个从爱发出来的一个感受。
To be grieved is something that one feels when one loves.
我们刚才唱诗的时候讲到，我们要记住我们的福音。
When we sang in the hymn that we sang, we talked about remembering the good news, the gospel.
这一个福音令到我们跟神有关系。
This gospel has enabled us to have a relationship with God.
我们这一个关系令到我们的行为是对神有影响的。
And because of this relationship, what we do also affects God.
当我们知道神怎么样爱我们的时候，
When we realize how much God loves us,
我们也要知道我们要去回应他的爱。
We need to remember to respond to this love, to God's love.
当我们行为不适当的时候，我们是对令到圣灵忧伤。
When we act inappropriately, we are grieving the Holy Spirit.
我们等一下会擘饼。
We're going to have a time of breaking bread.
当我们擘饼的时候，我们希望大家可以为我们的富足而感恩。
When we partake in breaking bread, we want to praise God, thank God for our abundance.
可是也求神帮助我们，怎么样学习让我们的富足去照顾我们四周围的人。
We also want to ask God to help us know how to use that abundance to help others.
更加让我们去学习怎么样去用话语去造就人。
We also want God to help us to learn to build up others with our words.
那我今天是第五次讲这一以弗所书第四章这一个经文。
This is the fifth message I am sharing from Ephesians chapter 4.
这是我们五次这一章一个很简单的一个总结。
So here's a brief summary of the five messages that we've had.
就是当我们要同辈建造的时候，
When we want to grow and build together,
我们先开始的是要因为神与我们建立了我们的关系，我们先要去有个人的一个成长。
We first, it starts because we have a relationship with God and we want to have our personal growth based on that relationship.
个人的成长就是我们要 从蒙召的恩商圣怎么样去活出我们的生命。
We need to walk in a manner that's worthy of what God calls us to do.
跟着我们大家互相学习，怎么样去真道上面同归于一。
We also want to learn how to be united in our faith.
而且我们不要老是做属灵的小 baby， 要长大成人。
And we no longer want to continue to act like spiritual children. We want to become mature adults.
把我们的旧我拿走，穿上新我。
To remove, to be away from our old selves and put on our new selves.
要是我们这样子成长的话，我们彼此交往的关系上面就会有改变。
If each of us grows in that manner, then our relationships together will be changed as well.
我们要是一个成熟的基督徒，我们就可以知道怎么样用爱心说诚实话。
As mature believers, we will know how to speak the truth to one another in love.
就不会让我们的怒气去控制我们。
We will not be controlled by our anger.
也使到我们日常的生活，好像今天讲到，在工作跟言语上面都可以去荣耀神。
And in our daily lives, such as the two examples we looked at today, in our work, in our speech, we can glorify God.
这样子就好像我们今天第二首诗歌里面讲到，我们愿意把我们的所有都奉献给主。
Much like the second hymn that we sang together, that's how we surrender ourselves to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord and God.
我们谦卑地来到神你的面前。
We humbly come before you.
看到我们生命的不足。
We see how inadequate we are.
可是也因为神你的缘故，看到我们生命的富足。
But because of you, we can also see the abundance we have.
求主你帮助我们。
We ask that you help us.
把我们的生命完全的献上。
We surrender all our lives.
求主你使用。
We pray that you will use them.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.